Hello, my name is Seema and I'm here to share a little bit about my journey. And as you know, if you've listened to some of my podcasts, I'm the owner of A Gentle Night's Sleep, a baby and toddler sleep consultant. I work with reflux babies as well as non-reflux babies, and I work with children from around 2 weeks old up until around 5 to 6 years old. And I'm also a qualified therapist. I've been a therapist under BACP regulation, which is the British Association of Counselling and Psychotherapy, for about 17 to 18 years. So I just wanted to come on and share a little bit about, you'll see or probably hear like a reoccurring theme in my podcasts and some of the stuff that I share around things like overwhelm, burnout, stress and anxiety. So I also do somatic therapy, which is about working with the nervous system and regulating, you know, your internal system in terms of, you know, using your parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous system around, you know, anxiety, really. And what physical symptoms do you experience in your body? So I found that this was missing when I was offering talking therapy. And I've heard a couple of people say now that you can't think yourself out of a feeling. My coach said it the other day and I thought, oh, that is so true. So you can try to make yourself feel better, or, you know, I can try to make myself feel better when I'm having certain thoughts or feeling stressed or overwhelmed. Often or sometimes the feelings don't change. So what I found is that somatic therapy is really, really useful around that. So you'll see that on my website as well. So what I wanted to talk about today really was a little bit more overwhelm, but not so much overwhelm. I would say physical exhaustion. And I've really been feeling physically exhausted for a few weeks now. And I don't know if it's perimenopausal, you know, and I'll do a separate podcast on this actually around the menopause. But kind of looking at things like headaches, you know, body ache, feeling quite heavy. And this is where somatics comes in, right? Because when I do somatic therapy on myself and with my clients, what we're looking at is physical symptoms in the body due to, you know, emotions, right? So if there is overwhelm, or if there is anxiety, or if there is stress, if things feel too much, how does it manifest into the body, right? So for me, over the last couple of weeks, I've been feeling a bit of nausea in my belly, increased heart rate, short-term memory loss, inability to concentrate, demotivated in different areas of my life, a little bit more irritated, a little bit more short-tempered. So in somatics, I talk about a window of tolerance, and I also talk about a capacity. So when you have a window of tolerance, you're able to deal with more and your capacity is larger. So when your window of tolerance is smaller, you know, you're not able to deal with as much as you might do normally, right? So when you're looking at things like you know, ebbs and flows of life, going through all the ebbs and flows, going up and down, you know, that's quite normal. So it's okay to have ups and downs. And, you know, if you imagine a little wave line or a squiggly line, it's okay to have that in life. But when it's extreme, or it's going really up high and then really down low, you know that the ebbs and flows are higher and your window of tolerance is smaller and your capacity to manage things is smaller. So what I recognize through doing somatics and doing the body work is that the overwhelm is manifesting physically into the body, feeling run down, feeling a bit burnt out. And as a therapist, it's, you know, I always check in with myself. So I'm always kind of tracking in my mind or on paper, journaling, you know, through meditation and things like that. How am I feeling? What's going on for me? How is my external circumstances looking? And are my external circumstances based on how I'm internally feeling, which is normally the case. So with regards to how I've been doing and how it kind of manifests in the physical being and, you know, feeling exhausted, you know, managing young children and multiple young children, you know, it's not easy. And I think that mums, dads in particular, dads as well, sorry, not in particular, but mums in particular and dads as well and partners, you know, we feel it so much. And I think that when you're run down or you're feeling burnt out, your senses are heightened and managing day-to-day life can feel that much harder, and not being able to be present with the kids as well. So when I know that that's going on for me, I know that I need to slow down, I need to check in with myself, I need to nurture myself, and I need to increase my self-care. So when I check in and I look at some of the physical symptoms or the physical experiences that I'm having in my body, I notice and become aware that I'm struggling or that I'm feeling burnt out or that something needs to give or I'm juggling too much and things are starting to become overwhelming for me. So when I get to that point and I'm able to sort of look at all of those things going on, it gives me an idea as to what I need to cut back, what I need to drop, what I need to put down, and where I need to have boundaries and where what I need to let go of. As a mum of three, sometimes that is, or often that is, really, really difficult, simply because I'm juggling so much, running a business, you know, cooking, cleaning. We know that anyway, after school clubs, managing, you know, homework, the kids, I've got girls, all of them, you know, managing hormones and moods and them fighting and, you know, looking after yourself and the household, etc., and school activities and stuff. So there is a huge amount to manage, and it shouldn't go unnoticed, all of the small things, like, you know, handing in those slips at school when they've got a school trip or they've got like I mean, I'm really grateful, don't get me wrong, I'm really grateful, but that guilt that if you miss even one slip that, you know, they miss the Father's Day gifts or something like that, and, you know, you need to hand stuff in on time, and those small things that are absolutely massive for the kids in their world. So just keeping on top of small things like that. So being able to recognize these are the, you know, this is what I'm feeling. This is what's going on for me. What needs to happen here? And as a mum of three, having a busy lifestyle, what I've often done is I've just continued going and going and going and going. And then I know that, right, I'm heading to burnout. So one of the things for me has been practicing to cut back on that and to really start taking care of myself, because if I don't take care of myself, I'm no good to the kids. You know, being irritable, short-tempered and ratty, not wanting to play with them or sit with them or listen to them or anything like that, as much as I love them dearly, you know, noticing I don't have the tolerance for those things. So looking at self-care, one of the things that I have often struggled with, and you guys might relate to this, is that letting go and surrendering and allowing things to slip and being disorganized and being comfortable with being disorganized and not staying on top of stuff and pushing that aside and saying, that is actually okay. It is okay for me not to be on top of stuff. It is okay for me to leave stuff for tomorrow or for next week, or for me to say, well, no, I didn't get that done, or for me to be assertive and say, I'm not coping, or I'm not managing and I feel really stressed out, or I need help. I'm not able to do that now. You know, these things, they don't come naturally for me. You know, for me, I've had to work on you know, learning how to use this language, but also learning how to implement the changes in action where I am actually putting stuff down, you know, leaving my to-do list, not thinking about a million things. Like even now, I know I've got a huge amount to do, but because of how I've been feeling, I need to put it all aside and I need to think, you know, and it's not just about thinking, this is about feeling, like I was saying earlier, because I do somatics and I'm tracking and I'm trying to zone into what my body's telling me. I'm working with my nervous system. I'm aware of the signs and symptoms that is causing, or, you know, where the dysfunction is in my nervous system. I'm able to look back and step back and think to myself, well, okay, this is going on. This is what needs to happen. I can't manage all of these things today or in the next couple of days. So what is it that I need? So asking myself, what is it that I need? And I always encourage people, and I would do the same with anybody listening, is to have frequent check-ins with yourself. As a parent, it is exhausting. You know, have this dialogue going on mentally, emotionally, internally with yourself. Am I doing okay? What signs and symptoms? And if anybody feels called or aligned to find out more about the nervous system, pop me a message. You can find me on my social media if you want some tracking sheets, or if you want to you know, understand more about the nervous system. I'm happy to go through the you know, the impact on the body with you. And looking at those things, and kind of, I need to give myself that stuff. I need to make sure that I'm looking after myself. But with that can sometimes come guilt, confusion, fear, loneliness. So some of those feelings I've experienced when I look at what to stop juggling, what to put down, what to leave until next week, or what I can't get done. And I have those feelings, but I've had to work really hard on them and start to learn to forgive myself that I'm doing my best, you know, that I'm not superwoman. And it really annoys me when you know, people come to me and they hear about what I do in general talks and conversations, and I'm sorry if you've done this before to other people or even to me, and they say, gosh, you're superwoman. And it really annoys me because I might appear to look like I'm superwoman because I manage so much, but I'm not choosing to be that person in terms of being being Wonder Woman or Superwoman, because I'm not choosing to have a million things to do a day. You know, I've made the choice of having kids. However, there has to be space to be able to vent, let loose, and have those feelings around. I didn't know how hard motherhood was going to be. Right, I've often said to my husband, oh my god, I'm exhausted, this is really hard work. And he jokes and he says to, and it annoys me because he says to me, you're the one that gave birth to them. And you know, again, obviously I wouldn't turn back time and I love them, but the sheer mental, emotional, physical demands that there is on a parent, and especially a mother, are so great. You know, it is absolutely exhausting keeping everything together. And yeah, I'm not superwoman. I don't choose to have a million things on my to-do list. I would love it if I didn't have anything to do. So yeah, I just wanted to share a bit about the physical element of being a mum and how exhausting it is and taxing on your body. And as a baby and toddler sleep consultant, oh my goodness, I cannot emphasize the importance of quiet time after bed when the kids have fallen asleep. That time, you know, I'm often exhausted to even do anything, but the house is silent, the kids are all asleep, you know, me and my husband have got one-to-one time. We can talk about whatever we want without being constantly interrupted or being asked a million questions. And we can just relax without having to get up 1,000 times. So that often goes on in our household. You know, sometimes we just, you know, on the days we're not doing anything, I find when we're at home, mummy, can I have this? Mummy, can I do that? Mummy, can I have this? Mummy, can you get me that? Mummy, can you get me this? And don't get me wrong, we are practicing self-independence, but obviously, you know, they're still young. So 4, 7 and 9. So they still need their physical, you know, needs to be met. So yeah, it's a lot to manage, and my heart goes out to you know, parents and those that are struggling or those that are exhausted. And you know, I have to say that if your child is not sleep trained and you've been thinking about it, don't look back, don't think about it, just do it. It is absolutely life changing, the fact that I can tuck them in bed, come away, kiss them goodnight, and that's it. They roll over, go to sleep, and you know, rightly so, with the 7 and 9 year old, obviously I still sleep train up until 5, 6 years old. So the fact that my 4 year old, I can tuck her in bed and then just get on with what I need to get on with is, oh my goodness, it's yeah, it's a godsend. So yeah, thank you for listening, and yeah, I'll be on soon again.